your name, please, and you may have the floor.
Good evening. I'm Bishop Major Foster, resides at 715 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
I'm Charles A. Dennis. I reside at 18078 Beach Highway, Ellendale.
Thank you. Gentlemen, heard what our director read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, we brought some documentation because Allendale, you know, is part of the most of the land there is low. We just got the septic system in maybe about a year and a half, and it's caused a lot of damage there. So we want to do the wellness center there because there's a lot of people there that diabetes, a lot of diseases there from that system. And then we want to be able to help the community in that area because that's what I would say. We've been operating for 26 years in that area. We've got the sewer. We're working on now getting water to trying to help better that community because we have a lot of people there is getting sick because we have a certificate from the town. All of the got bad water. New Hope Road got bad water. All of it is bad water in that area. So we're working on getting that. So we will have some place where people in that area could get medical assistance within that area that is going to be sick.
All right, sir. We appreciate your comments. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm just a little confused on what a medical center is. What are you going to do in that building?
It's a wellness center for people that have no insurance or even have insurance. Come get checked out. We have a doctor's own nurses, own staff there, and people can come in through the day. It's like a walk-in clinic kind of like. And they walk in and could get treatment, blood pressure taken, and all of that. Right now we have the MATS band comes in that area and set there, but they're doing that now.
So it'll be staffed?
Staffed.
All the time?
All the time.
What would the hours of operation be?
We haven't got to that yet. We want to make sure we get this approval, then that. But I know we'll be back Monday the 1st. We do have another hearing Monday the 1st. We will bring one of the doctors in also, which will have most of all that information that is going to work with us and help us staff it and also help us run it also.
Okay, because as a conditional use, you tell us what your hours are, and if it works out that we can put that in a condition, we could do that.
Yeah.
It's a little hard. Leave it open. It's not a 24-hour clinic,
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
No.
What? 8 to 8.
Maybe.
5 days a week, 6 days.
Five days a week, probably. You know, daytime, probably. Most of the rest of them is open like 5 days a week, 6 to 5 days a week. You know, 6 days, something like that. Probably from 8 to 5, something like that. Regular hours.
Might want to give some consideration to at least a half a day on Saturday, since people working would be able to get there on Saturday.
Understanding that you don't have to be open those hours.
Right.
Right.
It's just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And in the conditional use process, typically maximum hours are right. Established. So just suggest to you that maybe 8 to 8, 6 days a week would be plenty.
Good.
And somewhere in there, you'll do whatever you feel is in your best interest.
Good.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd point out to the commission that, you know, given where a property is located and what's around it, it may not be necessary to even put the hours of operation limitation on it. I mean, you know, that's not
true.
Something that's mandatory either. You know,
well, I would add, too, that the council sometimes question why we put hours on it because it's hard to enforce. We don't have the staff to go out on nights and weekends that would be able to verify, so the number of days is more perfect than the hours.
Makes more, you know, some situations require it more than others. If it's something that's surrounded by a lot of residential properties, you know, you want something that's more consistent.
Well, we haven't heard from the public either. There may be, if anyone has an issue with it, I'm sure we'll hear about it this evening.
It can be part of the record if you're suggesting that it's 8 to 8, 6 days a week. And
that's right.
You go to council with a doctor being present with them, they may change the hours, and
that's
council might not impose the hours as a condition.
There you go.
Okay. Mr. Lank, you mentioned that the sewer hookup would be pumped to a connection. Where is the nearest connection?
It doesn't say in our correspondence. It doesn't sound like it's a long distance, because it isn't part, Bishop Foster, isn't it part of the 213 on sewer?
Yes, it's part of 213 sewer. You're talking about, you got houses on that, on the main road, right off, and they're about 100, they're 100 feet property. Right behind that is the big ditch. And then that property set right behind it is just ditch. So it wouldn't be hard to pump it. And I think that's what we're going to try to do, good sewer, pump it in to the sewer. I think we can get sewer that we can pump it into the sewer.
And so what do you figure, a couple hundred feet?
Maybe it's no more than that.
That road doesn't have a connection point. They'd have to go from one of the residential locations where there's a connection, wherever it stops, run a line down to that road and then back to the facility if that's necessary.
Right.
But it's sewer's on Old State Road, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know how far.
Okay.
In that location.
Okay, and water, where was that?
We're trying to get the water. We're working on that now. We got water teasing coming into the town, so hopefully by the time we get there, we should have the water in that area. So we're working on that also.
Which company was that?
Artesian.
Okay.
And you've spoken to them, and they're
looking at it? Yes, we're having meetings quite now, frequency on it now, because we're in with the Allendale town, so they already been approved. We already got a grant to help them get it, and then we already site the plumber place right down from the town, where it used to be the pig pen. Well, right there, we're going to put a tower there. They already agreed to put a tower there that to service the area zone down past the church.
Do you know when that'd be?
We hope it's going to be soon, because of the fact that them 200 and some dwellings is going to be built sometime this year, so they have to have the water sometime in that this year.
Will there be a sign?
Probably.
Put any signage out?
Yes.
For this? Would it be on Old State Road?
Old State Road, 213 Old State Road.
Lighted?
Pardon me?
A lighted sign?
Probably will, because it's dark on that road.
What size would that sign be?
Well, we haven't got to that point. It
won't be as big as the sign advertising Pentecostal church.
Oh, no, no. we won't get that big. But it's probably a very small signs, you know, that we have there. And it's probably a very small sign, you know, so people know we're there, you know.
So you don't think it'd be any bigger than a 4x8?
No.
4x8 foot? Okay.
Yeah.
And your stormwater management pond, have you had that designed? Are you planning to have the overflow into that ditch?
They hope so. We've got to go to Demrack and going to probably give us that third degree. Okay. I know them.
And you're showing the septic field here, but that would not be needed with this plan moves forward, because you're going to move forward with sewer.
That's what we plan to do, yes.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Do you know if there's any wetlands on the property?
Probably.
Any wetlands?
It's in back, further back over there. That's a 100-acre plot. That was Mr. Green donated 2 acres of that land, pretty good land up higher right behind those houses. He donated it to us. Behind there, there is wetland behind there. Yes.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Just one. I have a question about the parking. This being a proposed medical center, I'm going to assume that you will provide adequate parking. That, for handicap accessible.
Yes, sir.
And probably have a ramp to one of the entrances of the building.
Definitely.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Ross?
You may want to just check with your stormwater management pond.
Yeah.
There was some recent legislation, state legislation, requiring a setback from tax ditches for spoils and for cleaning equipment to access. It's a site type issue. I don't think it concerns us as a commission. Not at the moment, but as you move down and you try to arrange your buildings and all, you want to make sure you verify that.
Thank you. We will.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Lake?
Bishop Foster had stated originally that the septic system had already been installed, but he clarified that. That was my only question.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks. Okay, gentlemen, if you would, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1824, Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association Incorporated?
I've got a whole lot of them.
If you want to speak, feel free to come up. I will call you up as each one of you finishes. You give us your name, sir, you may have the floor.
Terrence Neal. My address is 18526 Pentecostal Street, Ellendale, Delaware.
Okay.
I would just like to speak in favor of the Wellness Center.
Okay.
Right now, for minor injuries and things like that, I have two children and a grandson that live with me. And for, you know, small injuries, the emergency room would be a heck of a wait. And I think a heck of a wait time to get those issues straightened out. But I believe a wellness center would be the perfect place, you know, for me to take my children. It's right up the street, maybe about not even a quarter of a mile away from where I live at. And I was sitting there thinking about the one up in the medical center up in Dover. When I lived in the Dover area, I visited, you know, there a couple times. And I mean, fast, speedy, in and you're out. And I think that's what we need in Ellendale.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor?
Hi, good evening, board. My name is Natisha Austin. I am employee of Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action. I think it would be a great access to come into the Ellendale in the Lower Sussex County area. I have a mother that had retired from DuPont. She's not eligible to get health care insurance or anything. We've been fighting for that. So this would be something good because we pay a lot out our pockets for her medicine and, you know, just going to the doctor. So this would be, I think, would be a great asset. So I am totally for it.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Hi, my name is Christy Gibbs. I'm also an employee of Delmarva Clergy. I also feel that it would be very beneficial to have the wellness center. We actually have several child care centers in the area, and we do a lot of partnering with them already. So we would like to kind of set it up kind of like the schools have. The wellness center right there will be able to allow these children to get parental permission to come and utilize the wellness center. So I believe it'll be beneficial as well.
Right, sir. Ma'am, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor?
If you don't feel like speaking, you can raise your hand. We'll give you or count.
What we'll do is we will ask for a show of hands before we're done. So that way, if you don't feel like you want to speak, at least you'll still be counted. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1824? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay. There being none, I will call for a show of hands. So of all those in favor, if you just please raise your hand for a second so we can count them up. Just one hand. Are you raising one for him? Maybe. Oh, there you go. I was wondering. I was beginning to wonder. Have you got them, Mr. Lake?
I got none.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
It's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1827, Dry Dock Incorporated.
Dry Docks Incorporated is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a nonprofit facility for a meeting place to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.436 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Road 277, also known as Angola Road, 450 feet southeast of Route 24. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the site plan for this application. It's actually a survey of what exists on premise. We did receive some agency comments, first being from DelDoc. Those comments were provided on June 17th of 2008. Comments referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended